Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
This morning, I am visiting with Bob Eichhoff, president of the HRMC Auxiliary, on our Well One Connection podcast. Thanks for joining me, Bob.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
We're so thankful for all of the things that the Auxiliary does, and you're fairly new to your position as president. So just wanted to talk to you a little bit about yourself. I think most people in our community probably know you because this is not the only avenue in which you volunteer, but for those that might not, if you just give us a quick introduction of who you are.
Okay, I retired from the post office in 2014. I dealt with some cancer issues for a couple of years. But in 2016, I saw an article in a plane that said they were asking for volunteers. And I thought, oh, I got time on my hands. So I applied and I was accepted. And then just came in and did my job every week. But then in November of 2022, one of the board members approached me and said, our president needs a little help. Could you offer some help? And my first response was no. But then I came to the November board meeting and the December board meeting, and I realized that they needed help. And I took over as president in January of 23. It's been a steep learning curve, but I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, you're doing an excellent job. One of your goals that I know you and I had discussed is gaining more volunteers for the auxiliary. So if there's somebody listening out there that is just like you were, maybe they're newly retired and they're looking for something to fill maybe some time and kind of fills your soul a little bit as well, right? If there's somebody out there, do you want to explain the basics of what our volunteers do here at HRMC?
Okay, first of all, we are in the process of abbreviating the application process. It's long, probably intimidating. We've had several people fill out the applications, and it's a wonderful place to work. Everybody around here is so tremendously helpful. From day one, if you have any questions, you ask anybody and they'll find an answer for you. But we try to support the hospital, do anything we can to help the patients. We cover three areas. We have volunteers in the radiology area. Sometimes people are a little anxious about getting tests, and so we offer them coffee and conversation. We work at the central tower, answering questions, directing patients. We have a gift shop there. And then our big job is at the main desk of the hospital. Same thing, answering questions, directing patients. We have a gift shop there. We deliver newspapers to practically every department in the hospital. And then we do a lot of walking there, delivering papers from one department to another.
Yeah, so sometimes patients come in, whether it's in the central towers and they're here for specialty services, specialty clinics. They need some help getting where they need to
go,
right? You help patients when they come in. You're the first smiling face they see, visitors as well. So that's a great, probably a pretty fulfilling role too. I imagine you get to visit with a lot of people that come in from the community.
It's absolutely amazing. You get to see a lot of people. The only thing is we do have a confidentiality policy here. And if I see your mom in a hospital, I can't tell you later on that I saw her. But every one of our volunteers has said, we get so much more out of this than we give. And the hospital is a wonderful place to work. They treat us very well.
We wouldn't be able to do what we do without the auxiliary. And so one of the things that the auxiliary does is your gift shop. The gift shop is a great place to shop. It's not just here for if you need something for a patient in the hospital. What kind of things do we have available in the gift shop? And maybe talk about our great greeting cards.
Okay, so even for employees, sometimes they need that little pick-me-up. So we've got candy bars and gum and et cetera, snacks. We've got toys for little kids. A lot of times when kids come in, they're drawn to the gift shop. But we've got just about anything you can think of. We've got a wonderful selection of jewelry. And our greeting cards are only 50 cents. There's no tax involved. And they're very nice greeting cards.
Yeah, they are. So great place to even stop in. And if you need a gift for a friend or something, a great place to stop in and shop a little bit. And then the proceeds from our gift shop actually go to a pretty amazing cause as well. So what do we do with the proceeds from the gift shops here at HRMC?
We offer scholarships to students who are involved in a medical related program, and they're all over the state. The check is sent to the college the second semester. So they finish their first semester. If they're sure that they're going to stay, then we send the check. And the amount depends upon how many applicants we've had and how our gift shop is doing. If we've got the funds, we will honor every one of them.
Yeah, so it's that's another great reason to support the gift shop, because it's going to support people who are interested in health careers and might be back here someday taking care of us. So right now, those applications are open. How would a student or a parent who might be hearing this help their student know how to apply? Where are the areas that they can get those applications?
We have given applications to the guidance counselors at Huron High School, James Valley Christian School, Woolsey Wessington School, and Iroquois High School. Also, if you visit the Huron Regional Medical Center website, click on the auxiliary tab. We have applications there, and they are due. The timeline is coming up shortly here, March 31st. They're due. So we encourage anyone that knows anyone in the health-related field, please apply.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You've done amazing things with those scholarships and have been able to award some really nice scholarships in the last years. Did you ever get anything from those students on the backside to see that they're maybe finishing their schooling and onto a career?
We have an auxiliary luncheon once a year, and it's interesting because we award our auxiliary members with a number of hours. We keep track of the hours. And then many times the scholarship applicant will be there when we award them the scholarship. And so that's nice to see. And if they come back year after year, we can visit with them and see how they're doing. And
yeah, that's a really nice point, is that this does not have to be just high school seniors. Oh. It can be people who are in college, and it can be people who maybe have applied for the scholarship before as well, correct?
Even non-traditional students, yes.
If they have questions, they can certainly contact an auxiliary member or contact the administration office here, who will help get them the answers, right?
And the applications are either turned in at any of the front desk, the central tower or the main desk, or mail them to Huron Regional Medical Center Attention Administration.
Yep, they'll get them to the right place, and then you'll get to look through those applications and be able to award those. Bob, we just really appreciate everything the auxiliary does here at HRMC and in our community. And I think it's great because I see people at our front desks, but then if I'm at a basketball game or somewhere else in the community, I see those same faces. So it's really comforting to know that you're here for our patients and our visitors, and really brighten the days of our staff as well.
And I would encourage anyone to apply. It's a wonderful place to work. It's 4 to 4.5 hours a week. We can certainly spare that much time. There are people in our community who probably need to get out of the house a little bit more. Maybe you've moved to town and you don't know anybody. This is a wonderful way to meet new people,
yeah,
new friends.
Absolutely. And if you are not quite ready to sign up for the 4 or 4.5 hours a week, we do have some substitute positions open as well, correct? So that's something where you can just help out as people need it.
Yes, because our regular volunteers sometimes have medical appointments. They go on vacation. There's one that is down south for the winter. And so we need people to fill in those spots. And the beauty of it is you've got the option to say no at any time.
Yes. Yep. But the ability to say yes and come in and visit and meet people and help spread that positivity to others as well.
Yes.
All right, Bob. We appreciate all you do as president of the HRMC Auxiliary and all that the auxiliary volunteers do for HRMC and our community.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.